At first, I thought it was impossible, but slowly looking at how the society is slowly changing, how women are slowly getting into the roles of men, and also having already a first female pilot, that actually gave me the thought that that is possible of achieving dream of becoming a pilot.
Tell us about your training, the 4 years you spent at the university in New Zealand.
The training was pretty intense. It started early in January and ended late December every year. The subjects, when we went there, we went straight into the flying subjects, meteor and systems. We had different introduction to flying, and in some of the courses there were different breakdown of different systems, even the law, aviation law, and also how to talk on the radios when flying around. Because the School of Aviation was part of the university, there were some university papers involved, like aeroscience, which is pretty much just physics and maths, dealing with aircraft, speeds, times, and navigation. And as towards the end of the program, we had to do some management papers just for the credit to go up for a degree.
How did you feel for the first time you took control of the ADR-72-600?
The first time was that feeling you get, very scared but happy at the same time. It's so different from the simulator. The simulator is light and you don't have that natural light around. But in the ATR, the actual ATR aircraft, when I did my first flight, it felt heavier than what was in the sim, and also it felt good.
When passing through the cockpit, do you often get funny looks from the male passengers?
Yes, at times, but that doesn't bother me. Just smile and wave, because the looks won't harm me. So it's all about safety when I'm in the cockpit or walking through the plane, the airport, to go to the aircraft. Just have my mind on what I'm here to do, bring the passengers from point A to B safely. And also, yeah, show them standards or the airline standards.
Do you think this will open the door for other female commercial pilots?
Yes, they should open more doors, not only for the female to go for a career as pilot, but also for female wanting to do any other careers apart from pilot that are not common for female to do. And not only for pilots, but it can be anywhere. And also, I'd like to thank Air Vanuatu for giving me this opportunity to take another step in my career and progress on. Hopefully, if they have any plans further of expanding their fleets, I'll be happy to be part of the team.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years time?
10 years time, that's a good question. Maybe still around flying for Air Vanuatu.